Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Bev Nielsen, the chairman of the Columbus Junction Parks and Rec Commission, to talk about the Taste of Columbus Junction Festival tomorrow.
We are hosting the second annual park adventure for our series entitled Taste of Columbus Junction. Last year was the first year that the Parks Department got involved, and we had a wonderful family-friendly event in two of the parks in Columbus Junction. This year, we decided to just focus our evening activities at one park, and that is Monkey Run Park. It's the closest park to downtown. We're raising funds for playground equipment, which will benefit all the families in the area, especially the children that we have living in downtown apartments. The event is from 5:30 to 9. We will have various businesses have donated food and time and talent to this family-friendly event. So we're going to have games and a bounce house. We'll have the firemen are preparing pork tenderloin on a stick. We're going to have street steak tacos, dairy sweet ice cream, lemonade, water, trail mix. So people can buy a ticket that night at the Monkey Run shelter. It's $5 for adults. Children 10 and under are free. And I can guarantee they won't go away hungry.
And then circling back to last year's events, what kind of reaction did you get out of the community, and what kind of excitement is brewing for this year's event?
Well, I can tell you that last year's event was very successful. We had over 100 people, a lot of families with young children, and we just had a really nice community event. The kids were entertained with a storybook hike, which we'll also have displayed this year as well. We added the bounce house this year. We do old-fashioned games like the cornhole toss and giant Jenga. We're going to have a giant kickball set up for a kickball game, bocce ball, and then the food and the fellowship was spectacular. And everyone just said, you have to do this again next year. So here we are. We're doing it again.
Awesome. And I'm sure with an event like this, there's always a lot of question marks going into the first events, first time doing anything like this. What have you been able to take away from that first experience that you're translating it to this year to make it bigger and better as ever?
Well, one of the things that we did this year, different from last year, is we defined the event to just one park for a couple reasons. Logistics, for one. We just thought that would be easier, parking and getting around. Let's see. The second reason is we're focusing our proceeds on the Monkey Run Park area. We really want to purchase some natural playground equipment there. There's a whole line of playground equipment that will fit this park beautifully because it has a creek that runs through it and a little trail with a beautiful footbridge. So it really is kind of a natural focused park. And so the equipment that we're looking to purchase, it will fit in very nicely in that particular park.
Awesome. And definitely a good cause and a lot of fun going on. What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, this year we're adding a movie. So we're having our first ever movie in the park. And, you know, I'm delighted to get that going in our area. I know that it's a popular event in many communities across the country. So we're joining in on the fun.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Bev Nielsen, the chairman of the Columbus Junction Parks and Rec Commission, to talk about the Taste of Columbus Junction. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.